Our reading today is from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 36. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who ill-treat you. If someone strikes you on the cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that too. And if you lend those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful.
Good morning, everyone. Boys, well done on those promises. Can we give them a big round of applause for that? And actually, those promises where you talked a lot about being kind and loving and doing the right thing, actually, that fits really well into what I'm talking about this morning. Now, I need 8 volunteers, okay? I need 4 volunteers from the boys, and I need 4 volunteers from the leaders. So leaders, as I pick the boys, I want you to look at each other and work out what 4 are going to come up and stand here when I'm finished picking the boys, okay? So leaders, you look amongst yourselves, point, you get up there, yes, okay? And let's see, who will we have? Yes, would you come up and could you come stand here for me? And you're going to be at the very front of the line, so do you want to line up just here? Fantastic. Good man, take a wee step back there. That's perfect. And yeah, would you come up? Yeah, perfect. And yes, I need 2 more leaders. Yeah, do you want to come up for me? Perfect. And I need 1 more. Yeah, you come up for me. Perfect. Well done. Up you come. Okay, and we're all going to get in a line. And so do you want to come stand here in the line? Fantastic. And you come stand here. And actually, boys, do you want to take 2 steps back because we need a bit of room for this? Fantastic, fantastic. Now, leaders, have we got our 4? Are we ready? Am I going to pick people at random? I know Ian will definitely come up. Up you come, Ian. Very good. Timmy, you're right at the end there. Actually, yeah, you can come up, Sam, as well. Fantastic. And Stephen, yes, Stephen. Stephen will definitely come up. Let's give him a big round of applause. They're going to do a great job. Yeah. Good job, Ian, at reordering heights. That is good thinking. Now, boys, this is the challenge. It's a race. We're going to do a time race between you and your leaders. And what you have to all do is get through this bicycle tire as quickly as you can. So you're in your lines, you can squeeze in, you're going to see how quickly you can get through. I'm going to time you, then it's your turn, and we're going to see who can do it quickest. So do you want to hold that first? And I'll help you with that bit. Now, timing, we've got to get ready. Feel free to cheer them on. In fact, not free, free, we are going to cheer them. Let's give it practice. 1, 2, 3. Woo! And we're going to keep that going as they go, because we're going to go as fast as we can. Are we ready? On your marks, get set, go. So through your tire, step through, yep, keep going. And then next, you're going to step through. There we go. Quickly, quickly, quickly. And then the next one, how quickly do we do it? We've done it in 8 seconds, 9 seconds. Can you do it quickly? Oliver's going to do it. And 14 seconds, pretty fast. Now, Ian, do you need me to hold the tire for you? No, I think you can manage. So 14 seconds, okay. Guys, take it away, on your marks, get set, go. Interesting technique for me, and there you go. 2 spin, nicely done. It gets taller in height order as well. You're 10 seconds. 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, 15 seconds. The boys beat them by 1 second. But everyone, I think there's a way we can do this even faster. Actually, if we work together. Boys, could you come and bunch together here? So would you stand here? And would you bunch? Do you stand there? I mean, you stand behind him, and Oliver, you stand here. And what I want you to do, could you then make a circle around them? And what you're going to do is you're going to stretch out this tire and you're going to pull it down all at once. And we're going to see how quickly you can do it that way. So 14 seconds are our fastest when we're all just stepping through the tire one by one. We're going to see what happens when we stretch the tire. Well, how quickly we can do it. So guys, stretch that tire out over them. Joe, it's a new tire. I'm always concerned in case it snaps and knocks someone out, but we'll see how it goes. On your marks, get set, go. Stop. So, boys, you want to take a seat? Leaders, you want to take a seat? Let's give a big round of applause. So our fastest up to that point, just going through the tire one at a time, was 14 seconds. The quickest we did there when we stretched this out a little bit more was 1.33 seconds. And actually, that's because the tire was probably stretched. Then we thought, we looked at it and we thought, this tire is very, very stretchy. And we could probably, I'm not that strong, to be honest, so we could probably stretch it out even further. And in the Bible story that we just heard, am I going on and off here a bit? Let me see. There we go. The passage that we heard actually was all about Jesus. And he was telling people, do you know what? Love is stretchier than you think it is. It fits more people in than you think it will. Because he was saying, yes, your love can cover the people that are kind to you, who love you back. Shocked by that, they would have thought to themselves, do you know what? There's no way that our love can stretch that far, because that seems like a crazy idea. And in fact, Jesus had a story that he told people, and it was very, very shocking. And it was all about love. And it's a story that we all know really, really well. It's a story of the Good Samaritan. And we all know that story. We all know that the Samaritan's a good guy. But actually, Jesus told this story, and for the people listening, the people in that story who they expected to be the bad guys turned out to be the good guys, and the people they thought that would be the good guys, they turned out to be the people who got it wrong. And this story is about the Samaritans. And one thing we have to remember is that the people back in that time, they hated the Samaritans. They thought they were the worst people ever. So we're going to hear the story, but to help us hear it, like the people back then would have heard it, I've got some signs that will give us the reactions that we're looking for. So anytime you see me hear up, we've got to think. So boys and everyone else, can we do this? When you hear, see this sign, you go, So 3, 2, 1, everyone. I agree with beard, especially for the stroking of the beard. It needs to be a bit louder, everyone. So we'll try that one time. 1, 2, 3. Very good. And then we have, I spelled cheer wrong, so I had an R in at the end. When you see me hold this up, can we go, woo! So 3, 2, 1, woo! Excellent. And then we have some booing. So when you see some booing, can you go, boo! Excellent. The boys are doing very well. We need a bit more volume from everyone else, okay? So let's try this again. Let's see your booing. Here we go. Very good. It's quite actually nerve-wracking to have everyone booing me like that. And our final one is gasping, okay? And so when you see gasp, you've got to go, oh! Okay, now, there are two things that are helping in this story. One, I am definitely going to hold up the wrong sign at the wrong time, okay? And two, there's a chance that they'll slip off and fall on the floor. So we'll just have to see how we get on. On one occasion, there was an expert in the law, and he stood up to test Jesus. He said, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Big question, everyone, are we ready? What is written in the law? Jesus asked. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You've answered correctly. Yeah. Come on, people. We had one very pathetic, hey, and then we realized, let's try it again. You've answered correctly. Yeah. He replied, do this and you will live. That's good news. Very good. But the man wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? This is the big question. In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down to Jerusalem from Jericho
when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Yeah. Now, a priest happened to be going down the same road. That's one of the good guys. But when he saw the man, he passed by to the other side. I like the person who booed. They thought this was going to be bad news. So too, a Levite, that was a helper in the temple, he was walking by, again, one of the good guys. But when he came to the same place and saw the man, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, I know these are the bad guys, thank you, remember we were back then, even louder than everyone, this, they hated the Samaritan, so a really big boo. Here we go. More. Boo, yep. As he traveled, when he came to the man, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he put the man on his donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now, this would have been really shocking, so a real big gasp. Here we go. Excellent. The next day, he took out some money and gave it to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And then when I return, I will give you all the extra money you may have spent on him. Yay! I think that deserves, this is a man who really cares. Let's give him the biggest cheer that we can. Yay! Then, when Jesus had told this story, he asked the question, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell down at the hands of the robbers? Let's have a think. The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, go and do likewise. And everyone give yourselves a massive. Yay! Well done. So in that story, they were expecting the Samaritan who hated the Jewish man because the Jewish people hated the Samaritans, that they thought he would show him no kindness. They would show him no love. But actually, Jesus was telling the story to remind us that God's love for us is stretchy. It covers us no matter what mistakes. And if we follow him, our love needs to be stretchy too. It's not just for the people who are kind to us. It's the people who we maybe don't know that well. For some of the people that we really don't like. For some of the people that we don't understand. Because in the world, we're very good at dividing people into neighbors and not neighbors. But we make our group of neighbors very, very small. It's the people who look like us, the people who sound like us, the people who are close to us. And yet all the time, Jesus reminds us that everyone is our neighbor and we have got to show them mercy. So boys, you made promises today saying actually you're going to love people and you're going to be kind. And we're going to pray now. And what I would invite us all to do as we pray in here is make the promise too. To say, Jesus, we know how much you love us. And even though it's hard work, we want to love other people, even when it's difficult. So let's pray. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you for your stretchy love. It covers us and all our mistakes. It covers everyone and all their mistakes. And we thank you for all the people who love us, the people who love us because we love them, but the people who also love us when we're difficult or when we're not kind. We're sorry for the times when we have been like the people who booed the Samaritan. Easy to see people as different to us. Help us actually to see everyone like you see them, as our neighbors, as people to be loved, as people to be kind to, as people to show mercy to. Help us as we leave this place to remember the promise that we make this morning that we love you and we want to love others. And we thank you that we don't just do this by ourselves, but you help us. Because sometimes, God, we really need your help. Amen. Amen. Thank you.